Wednesday, January 15th. OMG, that meeting was a disaster. In just 30 minutes, my newspaper adventure had gone from a dream come true to a total nightmare.
Okay, now that everyone's been assigned a partner, any questions?
Zimmerman asked as the room started to buzz with excitement. Mr. Zimmerman? I tried talking a little louder. Excuse me, but I think you forgot...
Just work closely with your mentor, and most important...
Don't screw up my newspaper!
He yelled. In spite of the fact that I was waving my hand frantically, he looked right past me like I was invisible. Then he started muttering.
Wait a minute, I think I left my brown socks in the dryer, or was it in the microwave?
Then Zimmerman walked to his desk, collapsed in his chair, and started munching on candy again. Everyone else was busy working, but I just sat there like an idiot with no clue what to do. Option one, go up to Zimmerman and tell him he forgot to assign me a position, even though I was afraid he'd lose his temper and munch on my head like one of those candy thingies for disturbing him. Option two, stay seated, smile mindlessly, and fiddle with my pen until the hour was over. Then find a secluded place and cry like a baby. Option three, pull a Zimmerman. Climb on top of my desk and yell at the top of my lungs like a maniac.
You forgot me!
However, since I'm actually a very shy person, I was leaning more toward option two. I was trying to blink back tears of frustration when Brandon came over. He gave me a warm smile.
Welcome to the wacky world of newspaper.
So how's it going?
I take it you decided against the photo layout artist position?
I'm sure you'll like being an assistant editor. Actually, I didn't get an assignment at all. I think Zimmerman forgot me or something. The lump in my throat was so big I could barely speak. I guess that's when Brandon finally realized something was wrong, because suddenly his smile vanished, and he kind of stared at me with this really concerned look on his face.
Nikki, are you okay?
I guess I should have warned you about Zimmerman before you signed up. He's not so bad once you get to know him, but sometimes he can be a little... Brandon made a face and glanced at our teacher to see if he was listening, but Mr. Zimmerman was oblivious, busily reloading his Scooby-Doo candy dispenser.
Well, scatterbrained.
Brandon's mouth whispered scatterbrained, but his eyes screamed psychopath.
You should let him know you haven't been assigned anything yet. If you don't feel comfortable, I'll tell him for you. I know he can be a little intimidating.
Brandon! Brandon!
Across the room, his partner Brittany was screaming like her hair was on fire. Mackenzie stood close by, whispering to her. But Brandon totally ignored her.
Looks like your mentee is in desperate need of some, mentoring, I said, rolling my eyes.
Listen, I really appreciate your offer, but I can talk to Zimmerman myself. The last thing I wanted was for Brandon to think I was a wimp and too scared to go up and talk to the teacher. I mean, how juvenile would that be? Especially since Brandon and Mackenzie actually liked the guy.
Well, let me know if I can help out, okay?
He hesitated for a moment, hoping I would change my mind. Then he shrugged and walked back over to his partner. After giving myself a 10-minute pep talk, I finally gathered enough courage to approach Zimmerman's desk. I stood in front of him for what seemed like forever, waiting for him to notice me, but he just typed away on his laptop without looking up. I cleared my throat and plastered a fake smile on my face.
Hi there,
I croaked. My voice came out way louder than I anticipated. Mr. Zimmerman cringed like I had just shattered a glass, then looked up at me. How can I help you, Sparky? He said sarcastically. Now that I had his attention, I totally lost my nerve. I opened my mouth, but no sound came out.
What?
He exclaimed, rolling his eyes. Then he whispered, So,
are you trying to communicate with me telepathically?
That's when I totally panicked. Can I go to the bathroom? I blurted out.
Go ahead, he frowned. You don't need my permission for that. Now shoot!
I'm very busy. Okay, thanks. As I turned to run from the room, I just barely missed stumbling over the wastebasket. Excuse me, I said. I don't normally make it a habit to talk to inanimate objects, but right then I was a nervous wreck. That's when I noticed the sign-up sheet inside and what looked like a crossed-out name. I peeked at Zimmerman and wondered if he'd have a hissy fit if he saw me rummaging through his trash. But he had resumed typing and didn't seem to notice I was still standing there. Finally, my curiosity got the best of me. I bent down and grabbed the sign-up sheet. I took one look at it and gasped. Suddenly, everything made sense. WCD News. Sign-up sheet for new members. Position. Assistant News Editor. Name, Alex Westlake. Assistant Fashion Editor, Marcy Sims. Assistant Movie Reviewer, Chase Barrymore. Assistant Comics Panelist, Brian Lopez. Assistant Sports Editor, Justin Smith. Photo Layout Artist, Brittany Chung. WCD News, the when, what, where, and why of WCD. Someone had crossed my name off the sign-up sheet. And there was no doubt whatsoever in my mind that the dirty, stinking rat was Mackenzie. So that's why I wasn't assigned a partner. All I had to do now was explain to Zimmerman that my name had somehow gotten accidentally crossed off and then beg him for a position. I'd take just about anything, even fashion. Mostly because I needed to keep an eye on Mackenzie really bad. I smoothed out the sheet and walked back to Zimmerman's desk. Excuse me, I really hate to bother you again, Mr. Zimmerman, but something's wrong. I totally agree with you, he said, closing his eyes and rubbing his temples. You do? I was starting to think maybe this guy wasn't so bad after all. You're supposed to be in the bathroom, but for some strange reason you're still standing here pestering me. That's just wrong. Well, actually, I was on my way to the girls' bathroom, but then I saw our sign-up sheet and... Really? How'd our sign-up sheet get in the girls' bathroom? Actually, it wasn't in the... Listen, I'm really busy right now. I suggest you go back to the bathroom and just try to ignore that sign-up sheet in there. It probably won't hurt you, okay? I'm sorry for making all of this so confusing, but... Somehow, my name got crossed off of the sign-up sheet. Everyone got assigned a position on the newspaper staff, except... Suddenly, Zimmerman's cell phone rang. He answered it and held up a finger to shush me. I could not believe that man actually had the nerve to shush me right to my face like that. I was so mad I wanted to just, spit.
Zimmerman here.
No, never!
I'll go to jail before I reveal my source.
He grabbed the papers off his desk and began stuffing them into his already overflowing bag while yelling into the phone.
And just for the record, I have no idea how my socks got inside that microwave.
As he hurried away, I anxiously chased after him.
But Mr. Zimmerman, wait!
I had finally caught up with him and was just about to show him the sign-up sheet when...
Slam!
That was the sound of the door he slammed right in my face as he rushed out of the classroom.
I just stood there, blinking my eyes with the sign-up sheet dangling in my hand. I looked around the room for help, but everyone was busily working with their partners on their projects. Well, everyone except Mackenzie. I could feel her beady little eyes staring at me from across the room. But I didn't care anymore. I'd had quite enough of the newspaper, thank you. I grabbed my notepad and pen and was about to leave when she sashayed over.
Leaving so soon?
But I didn't say a word. I just walked right past her.
Well, it looks like your day was a total waste of makeup, she snarled. Too bad.
I couldn't believe Mackenzie had so coldly and cruelly crushed all of my hopes and dreams beneath that blood-red sole of her designer shoe. That girl is beyond ruthless. First, she undermined my WCD scholarship by convincing her dad to offer my dad a job at Hollister Holdings, Inc. And now, she's undermined my plan for getting on the school newspaper by crossing my name off the sign-up sheet. What am I going to do now? My life is hopeless.